From out of the West comes Red Ryder, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Draw that pony, Little Beaver. There's trouble ahead at Bullion Bend, and we've got to be there to stop it.
You betcha, Red Ryder. Get along. Get him up. Get.
Come on, Thunder. Ride on, cowboy.
The Adventures of Red Ryder. Red Ryder and Little Beaver completing their exciting adventure with Ace Hanlon and the Paiute Indian. Now we find the cowboy and his little Indian companion riding leisurely into what is a new country for them, the rich gold mining valley of Bullion Bend. In the West, wherever there are shipments of gold, there are usually to be found lurking bands of outlaws. At any moment, these bandits may be expected to spring from the shadows of the mesquite brush and shout that frightening cry,
"Hands up! Throw down the express box!"
Red Ryder and Little Beaver approach Bullion Bend by the High Ridge Trail. From here, they can look down into the valley through which runs the stage road.
Cheer up, Little Beaver. We're almost there. That must be Bullion Bend. See that clump of shacks down at the foot of the valley?
See him.
I think I'm going to like Bullion Bend, Little Beaver.
Me like him better when we eat. Me hungry.
Hey, there comes the stagecoach. I reckon she's loaded with gold dust. Sure is pretty, that Concord coach rolling behind her six horses.
Me see him stagecoach. See him white men riding behind trees, too. Look, Red Ryder.
Gosh, but your eyes are sharp. Yes, I see them now. Say, what's going on down there? Those hombres have dismounted and they're getting out their rifles. Little Beaver looks to me as if they're aiming to hold up that stage.
We're too far away to stop hold up. Too bad.
We've got to try to help them.
We no got them wings. No can fly across canyon.
It is a holdup, sure enough. They've just shot the driver. But one of the bandits is down, too. Look, the horses are running wild. Our only chance to head off that runaway is to ride straight down the barranca. Come on, Little Beaver, over the bank we go. Come on, Thunder.
Get him up, Capoose. Hope you first. Got wings.
Where are you, Little Beaver? Are you hurt?
Me all right. First stumble. Me skin him nose.
Come on, Ben, hurry. There's a girl hanging onto the reins. I'll ride alongside till I can swing aboard. Catch Thunder as I jump. Here we go. Watch out for the wheels. Come on, Thunder. Hang on, miss. Jam on your brakes. Wait. There, I'm up with you, miss. All right, give me the reins. Hold, hold there. Steady, boys. Not easy now. All right, steady there. Oh. Yeah, that's better. Are you hurt, miss?
All right. As soon as I get my breath, I'll thank you for saving my life, sister.
Red Ryder's the name, ma'am.
I'm Rita Bassett, and I do thank you 1,000 times.
No thanks necessary, ma'am. Let's take a look at your driver here. You hurt much, partner?
I got it in the shoulder. That's how I happened to drop the reins. But I hit one of them bandits first.
You sure did. I saw him slump in the saddle as they rode off. Here, let me help you inside the coach. I'll drive the stage in.
Thanks. I'll be all right in there.
Me catch him, Thunder.
Miss Bassett, this is my pal, Little Beaver.
I'm glad to know you, Little Beaver.
Well, come, come, Little Beaver. Where's your manners? What do you say to the lady?
Howdy, ma'am.
Little Beaver, you lead Thunder. I'll drive the stage to Bullion Bend and you tag along behind. Hi there. Get in.
Hold the horses, boys. for sure.
Help Miss Bassett down, please. And tell me if you get the driver out of the coach. He's hurt. You better get him to a doctor.
What happened?
Where were you?
Well, Mr. Ryder, I want you to meet my brother. We were held up, John, and he saved us.
Well, I'm deeply indebted to you, Mr. Ryder.
The pleasure's all mine, Mr. Bassett. Sorry we weren't in time to save your driver from being shot. But the outlaws didn't get the express box.
If you could spare the time, Mr. Ryder, I'd like to have you step in the stage office here.
Be glad to. Well, Little Beaver, you tie up the horses at the hitching rack and wait for me.
Me watch them horses.
This way, Mr. Ryder. I can speak more freely inside here, Mr. Ryder. I have my suspicions that the road agents have spotters in town to keep them posted about the gold shipment.
Suspect anybody in particular?
Well,
we both have the feeling that every day we're rubbing shoulders with the unknown person who's doing so much to ruin our stage line.
Sounds like there's more to it than just ordinary holdups.
Well, that's what we've been thinking. You see, someone has much to gain from our failure. We've suffered so many losses that we've been warned that one more such loss, and we'll forfeit the franchise to haul the gold for Bullion Bend.
And to make matters more critical, the next shipment is a big spring cleanup from the mines. It'll amount to $150,000 in bullion and gold dust at least.
Quite a nest egg. When does this big shipment leave?
Tomorrow night's stage, at 12 o'clock sharp.
I'd sure hate to see you lose that franchise, not to speak of the gold. Maybe I could help you.
What's your suggestion?
Well, for one thing, I might ride shotgun guard on the stage that carries that shipment. Oh, excuse me a minute, please. Now, what's the trouble, Little Beaver? I told you to watch the horses.
Me see a Mace Hanlon go in store across way. He talk a man with one iron hand.
You mean a man with an iron hook for a hand?
Sure.
We'll have to look into this. Wait, Little Beaver. I'll be right with you. I'm sorry, folks, but some business has come up I've got to attend to right away.
Oh, but have you given up the thought of working for us, a shotgun guard?
Can't say just now. That sort of depends. See you later about it. Excuse me if I seem in a hurry.
Maybe we've been too hasty in disclosing such valuable information. After all, Rita, we don't know anything about this Red Rider.
I've seen enough of him to trust him implicitly.
Perhaps what you're trusting is 6'1" and that red hair.
This sure is peculiar, Little Beaver. The sign on the shebang where Ace Hanlon vanished says Harry Gilligan, assayer. Gilligan must be the gent with the iron hook.
What you mean, assayer?
Well, he's sort of a miner's medicine man who makes chemical tests of gold ore. Seems now like there might be an interesting connection between testing gold and stealing it. Wait, quiet, I hear voices. Here's an open side window. Tuck your head, little Beaver, and listen.
We had bad luck with that stage today. Butch is up in the cabin with the driver slugging his leg. But we're going to stick up that stage tomorrow night.
How are we going to do it? Before I lost my hand, I could have handled it myself easy. Now with an iron hook from my right, I'm just a brain. I've got to have a gunman for a body. Butch done up, I'm helpless.
I've got just the hombre for you. They call him Deadwood Dick over on the West Fork.
Yeah?
He's not known around these parts. Now you go to the captain and tell the boys to get ready. I'll send Deadwood to you tonight over the West Fork Trail.
Well, that sounds good. I'll be waiting for him.
What we do now, Red Rider?
We're heading for the West Fork Trail.
You catch him, Deadwood Duck?
You bet. I'm going to see that Deadwood never arrives at the outlaw cabin. I'm going in his place. Easy, Thunder. Take it easy, Little Beaver. This is the West Fork Trail. Deadwood Dick can't pass us without our seeing him first.
We put him near the ground and listen.
Hear anything?
Me hear him horse come down trail.
You're right. I can hear it now, too. Get behind this tree, Little Beaver. There he is. I can see him in the moonlight.
That's you, Ace.
All clear, Deadwood. Come along. And don't touch your gun if you want to stay healthy.
Ow!
Sorry, I'm in the habit of being obeyed. Now drop that gun. Slide out of your saddle and keep your hands up. Now, march straight to that tree.
Who in the tarnation are you?
Red Rider's the name. All right, first I'll take your hat and coat.
And all you got to do is stand up against that tree. Now, the hands are crossed behind the tree. Tie his wrists together, little beaver, and make sure the knots.
You do them.
Here, what you aiming to do with me?
Keep you out of trouble? I reckon you've been in enough already to hang you. Now, little beaver, here's my spear gun. If Mr. Deadwood makes any false moves, you make him as good as his name, understand?
Me savvy.
I won't be long, little beaver. Now, don't blink an eye. I'm heading for the outlaw cabin. All right, Thunder. Hit that trail.
Come on, Thunder.
Be Deadwood now. Come in. From your looks, I calculate I'm looking at...
Deadwood Dick. Are you Hook Gilligan?
Right you are. Meet Butch Calkins. Butch is Ace's right-hand man, but he's been temporarily sidetracked by a lead plum.
All right, let's get down to business. I deal out on my own terms. When I cash this spring cleanup, you'll all talk turkey with me.
What's your plans, Deadwood?
How many men you got?
Well, we're short-handed. It's just Jake and Shorty. They're out tending the horses.
Why you leave yourself out, Gilligan?
That's why to you, Deadwood. But you're forgetting my iron hook. On account of that, I never carry a gun no more. I'm the brains and you're the body. Together we make the man that cinches this big deal. You land that gold shipment tonight and I'll do my part and grab Bassett's franchise.
Have your men at Devil's Gate on time. They won't have to do any shooting. I'll attend to that.
Sounds easy. But how?
Well, when the stage pulls out of Bullion Bend, I'll be on it. At Devil's Gate, all I gotta do is tell the driver where to stop. He'll stop, all right.
Well, now I know why they call you Deadwood Dick.
Well, little beaver, what are you doing tied up to that tree? Where's Deadwood Dick?
He worked some smart trick. He want him drink. Me give him. He get him gun.
Uh-oh. Well, it's not your fault, little beaver. I shouldn't have given such a big job to such a little fella.
Me no little fella. Me just blink a eye.
With Deadwood loose, they'll go after that spring cleanup sure. We've got to move fast. I'm going to be on that stage and stop that holdup. Come on, little beaver. Come on, Thunder.
Return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. Rider and Little Beaver riding full speed for Bullion Bend, the real Deadwood Dick unexpectedly shows up at the outlaw cabin to the great astonishment of Hook Gilligan and Butch. Hook is congratulating himself on their good fortune.
Well, Butch, between me and Deadwood, that $150,000 is as good as in our hands. Oh, that Deadwood sure is smart.
Yeah, well, you're banking on him because I was euchred out of my last holdup. Hey, but maybe you're counting your chickens before they're hatched.
Oh, no, I ain't. I couldn't be fooled on Deadwood Dick.
Look out, Hook. Might be the sheriff.
Who's there? What do you want?
It's Deadwood Dick. Let me in.
Deadwood Dick? What in tarnation is he doing back here? Who are you? You ain't Deadwood Dick.
Of course I'm Deadwood Dick. Ace Hanlon sent me here. Get that door. Don't stare at me like a fool.
Oh, you can't be Deadwood Dick. Because I was talking to him just a few minutes ago. Why, he just left here for Bullion Bend. What are you up to, stranger?
Ah, you dumb head. The man you was talking to was running a bluff. I don't know what his game is, but he used Ace's name to get the drop on me. Tied me to a tree. Took my hat and coat. Head on a black hat and a buckskin coat, didn't he?
Well, sure. He did have on a black hat and a buckskin coat, but I can't get this straight. Who's that feller? What on earth's he up to?
Calls himself Red Rider. Got an Indian kid with him named Little Beaver.
Red Rider? See, Hook, don't you remember he's saying Red Rider was the lobo who's always on his trail?
Well, don't stand there chewing the rag. I'm here to pull that hold up tonight for my split. What are you going to do about it?
Yes, Hook, what are you going to do about it? You're the brains.
Hey, now, look here. You said this coyote took you. Do you have anything in your coat that would identify it as yours, Deadwood?
Ah, sure. That's what makes me so all fired burned up. That Red Rider got away with 10 golden eagles I had sewed in the lining of my coat.
Good. Anything else?
Yeah, nothing to care much about, except a file and a hacksaw blade for sawing jail bars, just in case.
Well, that settles Red Rider's hash. That coat's going to hang him.
What you doing now, Red Rider?
I'm going over to buy my ticket on the stage. If you see, I get aboard without any trouble. You stay here in town till I come back.
Me go on with you.
No, if I get in a tight fix, I'll need you here. I'll whistle if I want you.
You whistle. Me answer him with Hoot Owl's call.
That's right.
The first time I met him, 'twas early one
day. Well, then, am I the cowboy in your song, Miss Rita?
Oh, it's you, Mr. Ryder. Well, if you weren't in my song, you deserve to be. I haven't forgotten how you stopped the stage.
Speaking of stages, Miss Rita, I want to buy a ticket. If I remember correctly, it leaves at midnight.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry you're leaving. Where to, please?
West Fork. That's the Devil's Gate route, isn't it?
Correct. I said I was sorry you were leaving us.
Oh, I reckon I'll be back.
There's your ticket and your change. I'm disappointed you aren't riding guard for us. The gold shipment goes on the 12 o'clock stage, you remember.
I haven't forgotten the gold, Miss Rita.
Get your hands up, Deadwood. And don't turn around till I tell you to. Now, Gilligan, get his gun out and help keep him covered.
If that's my friend Gilligan, he never uses a gun.
What's the meaning of this, Sheriff? This is Red Rider.
Oh, no, it ain't. It's Deadwood Dick. You hear him say he hadn't forgotten the gold. You'll soon learn why he ain't. Now, keep him up, Deadwood, and turn around. We'll have a look at your face.
That's Deadwood Dick, all right. That's the man who robbed me.
I don't believe it. Sheriff, this is ridiculous.
Just a clever blind of his, Miss Bassett. Deadwood Dick plays for high stakes. Don't you?
Maybe I do. But if Mr. Gilligan is so sure I robbed him, how's he going to prove it?
You'll find out. Bring your brother, Miss Reeder, and come over to my office. I want you both there when I question Deadwood Dick. Deadwood, sit in that chair. Keep him covered, Gilligan.
You're wasting your breath on Gilligan, Sheriff. He can't even fire a gun.
Come in, John. You, Miss Rita. You'll be interested in this hombre, Deadwood Dick.
Why, you mean Red Rider, Sheriff. I agree with my sister. You've made a mistake about him.
You just listen and see if I have. Now, Miss Bassett, I'll begin with you. You just sold this man a ticket on the stage that's carrying the gold shipment tonight, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Did he know the gold shipment would be on the stage?
Well, I suppose he did. What of it?
Well, I'll have to admit that Ryder not alone knew of the shipment, but he suggested that he ride as guard on the stage. Not that that means anything.
It means just this. This man is a notorious outlaw, Deadwood Dick, and he's imposed on you with the sole object of being on the stage tonight in order to rob it.
Suppose you prove first that I am Deadwood Dick.
All right. Is that your coat you're wearing?
Can't exactly say it is. I borrowed it.
Oh, you borrowed it, did you? Well, what are you going to say about that, Mr. Gilligan?
I say he was wearing it when he held me up on the trail and robbed me of 10 $20 gold pieces.
Take off that coat.
You can have it, Sheriff. It doesn't fit very well.
Yeah. Just a minute. Nothing in the pockets? Wait. Here's something sewed in the lining. You got a knife, Gilligan?
Yeah.
Yes, just as I thought. Here's your money, Gilligan. Count it.
Yeah, it's mine, all right. 10 golden eagles.
Yeah, and what's this? Well, that does cinch it. A file and a saw. The jailbreaks, I suppose.
Well, I guess that proves what I had to say about him. Now, Sheriff, I've done my part. Excuse me, I've got a business engagement.
Thanks, Gilligan. Won't need you any more tonight, but you'll be the main witness at the trial.
Call on me, Sheriff. See you in court, Deadwood Dick.
Want any more proof of your identity, Deadwood?
You've got me stumped, Sheriff. I don't know how those things got in that coat. The only one who can tell you is the man I borrowed it from. Deadwood Dick himself.
Deadwood? That is good. He says he can't tell me, but Deadwood Dick can.
I don't believe any of it, even with all your tricks to incriminate him.
Deadwood, you do make a good impression on the ladies, but he won't work with the judge. Well, I'm locking you up.
I am to please, Sheriff.
You seem mighty happy about it, old Deadwood.
Well, come on, Rita.
You let them take you in, John. It's all a clumsy plot.
Well, I can't doubt what I see with my own eyes, Rita.
Fire! 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 What?
John, that wastebasket by the window is on fire.
There he goes! There he goes! Stop him!
Hey, jump through the window!
Good, I hope he gets away.
I'll organize a posse. We'll get him. Turn him!
That's the sheriff after us now with a posse. He catches me before I get to Devil's Gate. Hook and his outlaws are sure to get away with the gold shipment. Come on, Thunder.
Get him up, Pinto!
Shaking off the sheriff's posse. Can you see the stage road from here, Little Beaver?
We see him road. Look, Red Rider. Lights come round mountain.
I see them. And down below, that cut in the hills. That's Devil's Gate. We'll have to ride down this gorge to get there in time. Come on, Thunder.
Herb, Edward, you got your money back. Red Rider's locked up in jail, and now we've got a clear field for the holdup at Devil's Gate.
Well, that suits me for now, but someday I'll meet up with Red Rider and square a grudge of my own.
Yeah, we're pretty close to Devil's Gate now.
Yep, you're right, Jake. I see the lights of the stage are coming around the mountain. We're just in time.
Well, I'm boss now. Pull your horses over in the shadow of that rock. When the stage reaches the deep pile, I'll block the way and stop it. You boys cover me with your rifles. Start shooting if the guard uses his shotgun. All right, now. All right, here she is. Now get ready, boys. Don't rush the stage till I stop the horses. Now, here's the... Hold them horses around back. Hey, get off that seat, driver. Hold them horses. Stop that shotgun. Keep your hands up. Come on, boys. She's ours.
Hey, help me get the bullion boxes out of the stage. Come on, Jake. Give me your hand with the first box.
Heavy.
Yep, and all ours. $150,000 in gold.
Your mistake, Hook. Huh? Don't move or let out a sound. And you, fella, drop your gun or I'll drop you. Yeah. Now lie down, both of you, on your faces. Pick up his gun, Little Beaver.
Edward! Edward, come quick! It's Red Rider!
I've been waiting for this, Red Rider! Come and smoke her!
Little Beaver! I mean, Red Rider! Here comes Sheriff!
Oh! Oh!
Get your hands up, Deadwood, fast.
One of them won't go up, Sheriff. Then crease with a lead plum.
You he big fool, Sheriff. He no Deadwood. He Red Rider. You look him there. Deadwood. He on ground.
You say this other fella's Deadwood? Why, I got Deadwood right here, covered.
You're mistaken again, Sheriff. If you try that coat I borrowed on the real Deadwood, you'll find it fits him better.
He's right, Sheriff. He stopped the robbery after that bandit held up in the stage. He'd have gotten away with the gold if it hadn't been for him.
Well, I'll be hanged for a mangy coyote.
Where is he? What have they done to him? Oh, Red Rider, you're safe. No, you've been hurt. Here, let me bandage your hand with my handkerchief. Oh, this must pain you terribly.
No, Miss Rita, the thing that pains me is the fact Ace Hanlon wasn't here with his gang. If I'd have got the goods on him tonight, added to the crimes he's already accused of, he'd have been finished for sure.
I figure you've done plenty tonight, Rider. Rounding up this pack of wolves single-handed. Take him away, man.
Here, come on.
Get him going.
And now, Red Rider, you'd better come back to town and get a few days' rest. I'm worried about your bullet wounds.
Oh, Thank you, miss, but it's just a scratch. Little Beaver and I'd better be on our way.
We find the Mace Hanlon.
Goodbye, Sheriff.
Hello.
Miss Rita.
Goodbye, Red Rider.
All right, Thunder. Hit that trail.
Come on, Thunder!
Rider has accomplished one more step in his battle against his nemesis, Ace Hanlon. But there is yet much to be done, for already word has come to Red that Ace is operating in another section of the Western Country. When next we meet the famous fighting cowboy and his inseparable companion, Little Beaver, they'll be far from Bullion Bend, still on the trail of Ace and his henchmen. Don't miss the next exciting episode of Red Rider.